and welcome again to another step in the process of becoming personally whole through God's holiness. In week 32, in our 32nd anchor of wholeness, it provides for us some guidelines. It says, maintain a praise journal. It will help you be reminded of the blessings that you have come to enjoy. You will set yourself free of worry and anxiety as a result. Here's something that I'd like for you to make a particular note on as we get through this week's Anchor of Holiness. I'm going to teach you how to rid yourself of worries and anxiety. The first step is going to deal with your understanding that you're going to have to make a commitment. That commitment is that you won't pick the scab. What do you mean about that, you may be pondering? What I simply mean is that very often because you've had hurts, if you look at a natural sore, God allows for a scab to form on those sores. On the top, it may appear that you're seeing a scab, but underneath, because of our nature and because the way that God has met us and made us, healing has taken place, deliverance has taken place, and joy is being restored. And so what happens is, very often in life, we become worried or filled with anxiety because we began to pick the scab, as it were. Well, you know that if you pick a scab on a natural sore or injury, it's not going to heal properly. It may even become infected. And so what happens is, you've not allowed that scab to do its perfect work, which is to cover and to protect on the outside, while on the inside, God is healing and restoring that sore or that pain. And so this week's Anchor of Holiness is going to be very important for you to understand that you're not to pick the scab. Don't go back to revisit situations in your life that have caused you pain, but allow God to bring you to that high calling which is in Christ Jesus, that is in Philippians chapter 3, verses 14. Now, when you look at the fact of how you actually become full and overladen with worry and anxiety, it comes simply from this root. When you focus on the root of your worry and anxiety, you will soon discover that your spiritual vision has become blurred. It has become obscured. Because when we get to the point that we're so frustrated, we're so overwhelmed, and we're filled with worry and anxiety, it obscures or makes cloudy our view of who God is and what he can actually perform. In this week's Anchor of Holiness, it's going to actually cause you to get to Psalm 65, verses 1 through 13. Well, here in Psalm 65, David models for us a praise mindset. David provides for us the opportunity to really let us know that a lot of the problems that we're going through can simply be balanced with praise. In this psalm, he actually implores us to express thanksgiving for rain as well as the harvest. For we know in a natural sense, for without rain there can be no harvest. When you begin to look at the verses that have been discussed here in Psalm 65, verse 2 is particularly intriguing. It says that we know that God actually hears our prayers and that he comes to our rescue and that he understands everything about us. In this particular verse, and in verse 1 as well, as we began to look at that, it heralds God's allegiance to us by our pledging an allegiance to him of praise to God. Because what happened, we get to the point that we understand that he hears every prayer. And then in the consequential verses, David speaks of God's forgiveness, his strength, his power, his provision, blessings, and most importantly, his majesty. A lot of the anxiety and a lot of the worry that you may be encountering can simply be erased or eradicated by your understanding that God really has forgiven you. You may be holding yourself hostage. You may be holding yourself guilty for things that have happened and for situations in your life, but God is a forgiving God. Set yourself free. Know that God forgives. And David even reminds us of the strength of God, His power, the blessing that He gives you, only because He is the majestic God who can do all of that. And so as you learn to rid yourself of these anxieties, it's important for you to know that the attributes of God, His forgiveness, His strength, His power, His forgiveness, His blessing, and His majesty, these attributes will help you know that He is the answer to every problem and concern that you may have. When you focus on God's power, you become less focused on your problems. And so it's so important for you to understand that in order to balance the scale, you're going to see God's power on the one hand and your problems on the other. Your problems can never, ever, ever be too big for God's power. And as you walk through this week's Anchor of Holiness, it's going to give you that opportunity to look inside, to actually identify your problems, but to see your problems in light of the power that God has to solve them. You see, God's desire is for you and I to remember the promises that He has made. He certainly cannot lie, and He promised that He was going to fulfill every promise that He has said. He also has the power to handle every need that you and I may have. And so when you begin to actually get your point of thinking to that position, you want to be free from worry. And if that is indeed your desire, if you want to be free from worry and anxiety, you must first know that God hears every prayer, and He enjoys and He lives in the praises of His people. And not only that, after He exhibits to you His forgiveness and His abilities, you know that He is going to respond to your prayer and your praises by giving you and granting you the joy, the peace, and ultimately His favor. It all comes from your ability to first praise God as Psalm 65 has provided. So what I want you to do is to make a conscious effort to repeat this affirmation that David gave to us in Psalm 34 and 1. The affirmation says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is going to be important to you because when praises are in your mouth, worry will come out of your mind. And there, David said in Psalm 65, he said, praise waiteth for thee. Mentioned that he even had some praise waiting for God because he knew things were going to be fine. And so I'm going to ask you today, do you have any praises that are waiting to be expressed? Well, then let's go about the business of expressing praises because God can and will deliver you from anxiety and worry.